Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, the New York Football Giants are world champs from their stunning Super Bowl upset last night. 17-14, the Giants defeated the Patriots, denying New England their quest for the perfect 19-0 season. And this caps a sometimes rocky season for Big Blue, but all is forgiven now that Eli Manning and company have won it all. And so we want to hear from you. We'll take the last 10 minutes of the show today for your most creative ode to the Giants. Propose a toast, offer a haiku, or a limerick, or just tell it where you think this ranks in New York sports moments. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. For example, someone wrote in a limerick. You can get see this on our comments page, or post your own contribution to this on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And someone named Carol wrote in, "There once was a coach named Tom Coughlin whose team left their fan spirits waffling. First they'd lose, then they'd win, then they'd do it again. This ultimate victory's baffling." Yeah, I know she rhymed baffling with waffling, but nice try. Steve in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian. I got a limerick.
Go.
"There once was a team from the bog, each member of which was a cog. Blue was the color that overwhelmed the other. Now the Pats are in the house of the dog."
Thank you very much. Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi. This one's dedicated to my dad, who cracked this joke all season. He said, "Eli, before last night we thought you were adopted, but you're not."
Thank you very much. Yes, Eli Manning. You know, it just shows that in sports, as in politics, pundits don't know nothing. Harley in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Harley.
Hi. I just wanted to say that this whole situation, not just the Giants winning, but Bill Belichick, whom most of us football fans really can't stand losing, made it super sweet. It reminded me of the New Yorker cartoon where the dogs are sitting around the boardroom and the CEO dog is telling the others, "It's not enough that we win. Cats must also lose."
Ouch. Thank you very much. And Joanne in New Jersey. Where are you, Joanne?
Well, I live in Boonton. I'm on the road in Rockaway right now.
Right. Okay. From Boonton. And what you got?
Big Blue from Jersey. "Manning throws last minute pass. Much joy in Tri-State."
That's a haiku, and it was short and sweet. Thank you very much. All right, we are taking your most creative odes to the Giants. Propose a toast, offer a haiku or a limerick, or just call and give your favorite player a shout-out at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Josh in Bridgeport, you're on WNYC. Hi, Josh.
Hi, I have a limerick.
Go ahead.
"There once was a team from East Rutherford who hearkened to Peyton's young brother's word. Their victory singular over vaunted New Englanders was an upset. There can be no other word."
Rutherford and brother's word. Okay, well, we'll let you. Now, did you really expect this? Be honest. Did you truly believe the Giants could do it going into yesterday?
I did, actually. I mean, you know, you look at the Week 17 game, they had it in them. It could have gone either way, and thank goodness it went the right way.
Are you going to go to the parade tomorrow?
No, because I live in Hartford.
Okay. You'll get it vicariously through the media.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Michael in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
Well, I need to give a preamble by saying that I'm a native of Buffalo, New York.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, here we go. It was a great night. They did it with might, and they didn't have to depend on the kick going wide right.
Bills fans and those who follow the Giants long enough get it. Thank you very much. Jenny in Yorktown Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
I have a song for you.
A song?
Yes, this is two of my favorite things from The Sound of Music.
Okay.
And it goes something like this, and don't mind my daughter in the background. It goes, "The Giants are awesome. They made some great plays. They beat the pants off the Patriots' ways. And now that they won Super Bowl 42, there'll be a parade for me and for you. Go Giants!
I guess your daughter's practicing to be Simon Cowell, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Thanks, Jenny. Shirley on the South Shore of Long Island. You're on WNYC. Hi, Shirley.
Thank you. Patriots, yes, but they can't fly. Now we're left to fret and cry. Sometimes things just don't go right. Sometimes ends are not so tight. But don't give up. There's games to play. Hope springs eternal, so they say. But if you still feel some depression, can the Giants become your next obsession?
Thank you very much, Shirley. And Sarah in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I never knew there were so many female football fans.
Well, I'm a fair weather fan. I just tuned in last night. Well, and also I have to tell you, I come from a divided household. My Massachusetts boyfriend would kill me if he knew I was making this call.
Now, that's a divided household.
Yeah. I just wanted to salute Eli Manning for not starting the celebration until his job was done. There was 1 second left. He obviously knew they'd won, but he had 1 second left to play, and he took it very seriously.
Now, are you going to go to both the ticker tape parade and your voting booth tomorrow?
I don't know. Still undecided. I don't know. I have to. I'm a member of the Working Parties family, so I'm not really...
Or the Working Families Party.
Yeah.
Confused on more than one point. So is neither Clinton nor Obama progressive enough for you as a Working Families Party member?
Oh, no, I'm for Obama.
Oh, 100%. You're for Obama.
I'm just not registered in the Democratic Party, so I can't throw my support right now, but I look forward to doing it in November.
Okay, thank you for your call. Susan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
I'm just calling to speak for my husband, who's so exhausted. I think that he's asleep right now, but he was so happy. He has been a Giant fan for over 40 years. He screamed so loud when the game was over and they had won. We live in Manhattan near the clubs, and we could hear people outside screaming. So I just wanted to say that to shout out for him that his happiness was my happiness.
That's great.
I told him I hope they'd had a good game, and then I said I hope they win, and of course they did, and so I'm just calling to...
Did you say he's still asleep?
He's still asleep.
It's almost noon.
He was so exhausted.
How late was he up partying after?
Well, he was just up all night practically.
Susan, thank you very much. Somebody sent in this haiku. Terrell Owens sat at home eating his popcorn. America's team. Cindy in Northvale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What you got?
I love your show, Brian.
Thank you.
I just called because my father had a 70th birthday party yesterday, and it was a Super Bowl party.
Yay.
And when the Giants won, and he was sitting in his Eli Manning jersey, it was really a special treat. So I wanted to thank the Giants.
10 and 70. Thank you very much. And John in Queens, you're going to get our last 20 seconds. Can you do it in 20 seconds?
Yes, I can. Victory for the Giants. Let's ring the bell. Let's hear it for Eli, who made us all quell. For generations of fans, we'll now live to tell the unlikely story of how the mighty Patriots fell and of the sabotage mission of a secret Giants fan and the sabotage mission of a secret Giants fan named Giselle.
John, thanks a lot. Congratulations, Giants fan. Congratulations, Giants. Tomorrow morning, it's our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Super Duper Tuesday exit poll. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.